way, you'd say they fell...
backward.
And if they fell this way...
forward.
All right. And if something isn't hard to find, you know, something isn't difficult to find, you say, oh, you can find that almost...
anywhere.
Yeah. And the... we're talking about farming again. We're talking about raising corn or wheat. You say we raised a big...
wheat crop.
All right. And to remove... if you're planting... you plant hay, and then it and you cut it, and then it comes up again. What do you call that?
Well, we do different now to what we did when I farmed. When I farmed, we'd take a mowing machine and cut it.
Yeah.
Then we'd take a hay rake and rake it. Then we'd shock it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd haul it, put it on the wagon, haul it to the barn. Then we'd take it out of the barn and bale it, and then put it back in the barn. And we just had to play with that hay, and it took lots of hands to do mighty little work.
How about if it came up twice, though? What would you call it the second time? You have a second...
Well, we had a second cut out of hay.
All right. If what do you call a crop that you haven't planted that comes up?
Volunteer.
All right. And when wheat is tied up together, what do you call that?
A bundle.
All right. And how many, and do you ever then tie the bundles into larger?
And then we would take them. In my days of farming, we'd take the binder, go through the field, and tie that in the bundle, sew it down, and then we'd come along and shock it.
Uh-huh.
Put 12 bundles in the shock.
12 bundles in the shock. If after the wheat has been, for example, how many? I suppose you measured the wheat by the bushel, didn't you?
Yeah, by the bushel.
And about how much wheat would you get from, say, a shock of,
Well, if 12 good bundles would make a bushel.
Okay. Well, let's say you had, so then from about 50, or say 25, you had one bushel and you added, oh, say, 20 more, you'd have 21.
Yeah.
21 what?
Bushel.
All right. And you talked, did you ever raise oats?
Oh, yeah.
All right. How are oats harvested?
Well, they harvest practically the same way. Or else you can cut them in the dough and make hay out of them,
uh-huh.
And not have to slice them.
Uh-huh. Now, if some different, talk about the different kinds of bread. Different kinds of bread.
Well, we have light bread, corn bread, and biscuit. And then we have buns and rolls, actually, that's something added on by the milling company.
What do you call a large cake of cornbread?
Well, a pan of cornbread, I reckon.
All right. Do you remember, did your mother or your wife ever make cornbread in the ashes of the fireplace?
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
Well, we had a oven.
Uh-huh.
And we would set that oven on the hearth in front of the fire, put the cornbread there, then take a fire shovel, put coals all around that thing and heat it, and cook that cornbread just about that thick. And boy come in from school of the evening, it really tasted good.
Uh-huh. Did you call that anything special?
A loaf of cornbread.
All right. Did your wife ever make anything with fish grease?